Millions of them in the 40s and 50s tuned in on radio and later on television to hear those little gap-toothed prodigies multiply large numbers in their heads, or reel off organic formulas, historical facts, or perform some other precocious feat of learning, always with childish charm. The quiz kids were celebrated across the country as miniature Einsteins. They had an answer for every question. But nobody asked the quiz kids what happens when a cute, precocious child grows up. Heywood Hale Bruin wondered, whatever happened to the quiz kids?
You know, just comes rolling back. You know, this kind of thing.
In the days when radios were dome-shaped, there burst on the world a show called The Quiz Kids.
CBS Television
began in 1940 and ran for 15 years, coast to coast, as they used to boast. From radio, it moved to TV. And at the height of its popularity, 85% of the national radio audience tuned in.
Well, thank you, John Donham, and hello, everyone. Well, say, the old familiar school bell means it's time for another session of amazement and fun with those lovable quiz kids. And I'd just like to say right here now that we're so happy to have all of you folks with us this afternoon for our...
Over the years, hundreds of precocious children appeared on the show. This past summer, 25 veteran quiz kids turned up for a reunion at the University of Connecticut. A reunion observed by 600 teachers of gifted children.
We're very pleased to be here, and thank you for being so patient waiting.
For the former performers, memory seemed an uneasy blend of nostalgia and bitterness.
It was very difficult for me when I was very young, as far as having my next-door neighbors, who I wanted very much to be my friends, unfortunately, their parents, and it may help you to know this, were always saying, well, why can't you play the piano like she does? And it was the worst thing that they could have done for me, because, of course, they hated me because of it.
It was a little distressing because there was kind of this attitude, either spoken or unspoken, but often enough you would be amazed, spoken, you're a quiz kid, say something brilliant. So... it was the expectations sometimes, in my view, outran the delivery, at least my delivery, that was for sure.
But the fact is that there was something a little bit different about us in that we were celebrities. We were on the radio and on television and pretty well known.
Ruth Duskin Feldman, organizer of the reunion, is married, mother of three, and a writer-photographer.
The kind of popularity that we wanted was with our peer group, just as all children do. And in fact, that was somewhat denied us because we were publicly tagged not only as celebrities but as brains. And we all went and came in for a lot of ribbing and some kind of heavy expectations from teachers at school. And so it was a mixed thing as a child.
At this point, I would like to play just a brief snippet of the way the show used to start so that you'll get a kind of a feeling for it.
Here they are, the Quiz Kids, presented by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamin tablets. We're on the air with a school kid questionnaire.
I'm going to show you the model of a molecule from which substances are made.
Now, this is a molecule of what substance? Ruthie?
That's formic acid.
Right, formic acid.
And its formula is HCOOH. It's the simplest acid, and it's that liquid that's the...
Wait a minute, Ruthie. What did you say the formula was?
HCOOH. Or it could be H2CO2. Or H...
Well, according to the answer I have here, it's HCO2H.
I know, but the correct organic formula is HCOOH.
Well, now,
Because the COOH group, or the carboxyl group, is the acid group.
Well, they, oh, sure. Oh, yes. Naturally. Everybody knows that, yes.
Wouldn't you love to have a smart mouth kid like that in your class?
Many of my colleagues here have kept their Quiz Kid past a secret, so we don't really quite know the dynamics of that completely, but it's been a coming out of the closet experience. It's the first time I've acknowledged this affiliation publicly in 45 years.
Dr. David Jenkins is a university professor specializing in public health.
I thought that people would think I was being too brash. I was bragging. I was making myself to be big. I had some senses of my own limitations and inadequacy, and I didn't want those expectations. I was afraid of people's negative reaction to acknowledging that affiliation.
It's estimated that there are 30 million school children in the United States. How many gallons of milk would it take to give each of them one half pint every school day for 1 year if the school year is 200 days? Joe?
Well, for a half a pint for 200 days for each of them, that would be...
Joel Kupperman, most famous of the Quiz Kids, skipped the reunion at the college where he teaches. He wrote to an old Quiz Kid colleague, "It was only a show, but it was also our childhood. I want as little to do with it as possible."
Joel might, though, because he was on when he was, what, five or six?
Isn't it interesting?
All of us are quiz kids. The question is, what about Joel Kupperman?
But it was the now reclusive Joel Kupperman who was the brightest star in the Quiz Kid firmament. Little Joel, whose IQ was well above 200, appeared more than 400 times and came up with thousands of answers. His name was as much a household word as those of Eddie Cantor, Fred Allen, or Jack Benny. Orson Welles said of young Kupperman, "He is as unaffected, as unspoiled as Albert Einstein."
I think everybody projected this idea of him being Einstein, another Einstein.
So a lot of these things were happening to us, and I think we thought that life would be like that, and that we would be great and do great things. People expected it, and so we expected it. And then we found out as we grew up that there were a lot of other bright, talented, capable people around, and they weren't necessarily on the Quiz Kids.
Horrid.
So that was...
I think that part of the difficulty of being a Quiz Kid for later years was that it gave you something you felt you had to live up to, and there was no clear way to do that. At the same time,
Dick Williams appeared more than 200 times as a Quiz Kid. He is now head of the China section of the State Department.
And it was a kind of peak, so that it wasn't for, I think, 25 years or more after that, until you kind of faced these emotional problems that that the experience had caused.
Are you, Lord God, King of the Universe? We praise you and thank you for this opportunity to be together, for all of your blessings over our lives.
For the former Quiz Kids assembled here, the reunion, they felt, was a coming to terms with the past, both exciting and dislocating. Immature egos, subjected to the hot light of publicity, they displayed their precocity to the world before some of them knew how to deal with it.
Other members of the staff who are no longer with us, Joe Kelly and many others.
This is Joe Kelly dismissing the Quiz Kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Goodbye, friends.